KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan. You know, nothing like a pat on the back there, Jordan.
Nothing like a pat on the back.
Tim on Twitter, Greg.
Segment.
With @NTGraph, hashtag won't bow down. Huh? How about that? You ever got a great segment there, Jordan the intern?
Uh-huh.
No? I don't remember that. Never. Not at all. Hey, Rebecca Black, welcome us officially to the weekend. We are off and running July 24th. It is a Friday, hour number two. Coming up in this hour, we'll have Touch 'Em All Timmy Grubbs. It's baseball opening day for everybody up with four teams that they played last night. Right? The Yankees took care of the Nationals. They rain shortened game, tarp on, tarp off. And then the Giants and Dodgers in a battle to the bitter until the seventh inning. And then the Giants relief staff came in. And the Dodgers, you know, hit there, hit everywhere. Graf high-fived himself. He thanked you earlier today in the opening segment, which is what Tim was all happy about, where he gave you a tongue-lashing, and then also said he can't wait for tomorrow night scrimmage against the Nuggets for your Pelicans right here in your home for Pelicans basketball. 7:30 is when they will tip it off. 7 o'clock pregame. Pelicans warm-up. Daniel Salison will have him. We'll have him on at 2:45. He has the very latest. Where you can hear it, where you can see it, and how you can follow it, and how you can tweet, live follow, do all this other stuff. NBA today also coming out and saying, and again, my best thing would be to go to the Pelicans official website and Twitter, and they're going to tell you how to do it. I know the Thunder were the first team that I just saw do this. You're going to be able to, sort of like you saw in the NFL draft, where the commissioner had a TV behind him, and you saw fans. You saw, like, it basically looked like a big old Zoom meeting. Right? 12 boxes. And there they are. Hey, woo! Cheering, whatever. Staring at your camera and your phone or on your laptop or iPad or tablet. Well, they're going to do that and put your face on a seat on a screen behind the court.
Nice.
Now, what you saw Wednesday, if you looked at it or if you saw any photos or what have you, you know, you saw the Brooklyn logo and all that. That's going to be replaced by virtual seats. And they're going to grab your face, put it on one of those seats. They have, like, almost like Cleveland, exactly. So, I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know how they select that. I'm sure the team will let you know. But the Thunder saying they're doing that. All the teams are going to do it. As soon as I see it pop up, Jordan, or you see it from the Pels on how to, you know, register or... Do they just grab you and, you know, you go to the website? I don't know. I'll ask Daniel if he has any idea how it's going to happen, because I'm sure you will want to be one of those right there, right?
I was about to.
Courtside right there?
Well, funny you say that, because when I was watching one of the Toronto FC games, I pressed on the link and said, do you want to show your face on the back, on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
And I was very tempted to do it. But then when I looked at my TV, everybody else had something that with Toronto in the background or had a jersey or a scarf on, and I didn't have anything. So it would just be me in a plain T-shirt just kind of cheering them on.
But again...
So that's why I need...
That you have that? Was that? Oh, come on. That's not... That is not... No, there's more fans there. There are more fans there. I'm telling you. I don't know why you think there's no fans there. Completely more fans there. So yeah, the NBA is going to do that, and we'll see how exactly that all happens and how that goes. But you'll be able to somehow, some way, be a part of it, Jordan. Be a part of it. So there you go. One of the things, obviously, and again, the home team, it'll be for the home team, by the way. And they're going to get to choose 300 fans per game. Player families can be on it, too. It was demoed today on the court 23 minutes ago. And Kevin O'Connor, who covers the NBA for The Ringer, said it was honestly really cool. Super innovative. It'll begin during seeding games. Okay, so next week we'll do that. So again, as soon as I find out how to do that and how to get you guys in line to be able to do so, I will tell you, I promise, as soon as I figure it out, as soon as I see it popped up. But they demoed it today, and if they're the home team, you're off and running. You'll get to be one of the 300 fans on the virtual screens. It'll be kind of cool. Head coach Alvin Gentry had this to say about trying to get his rookies up to par and in this challenge of trying to be ready in, again, a different time of events and things.
Oh, yeah, but I think it was challenging for everyone, Brett. You know, no one's ever been through this. This is the first time in the history of basketball that anyone ever experienced this. So I don't think it was just the rookie players, but I think the veteran players, they struggled with, you know, how much do I do? How much work do I do? I've got to try to stay in shape, but I'm basically doing it on my own. So there was a lot of things that I think were challenging, not just to the young players, but to every player in the league. The younger players, I think the thing with them is that they tried to stay in shape and try to keep themselves in a conditioning situation that they felt like when they come back, they wouldn't be behind. But as to what that is, I don't think anyone was familiar with that. So we'll have to see how it works out. But I think, you know, those guys did put in work in doing the hiatus, and we'll have to see how it goes.
What do you hear about any of them having trouble getting up shots, like finding a place to shoot? Or
I don't think so. I think for the most part, the guys that wanted to get some shots up eventually found places where they could do that.
Guys that got some good shots up, and I thought played really well, as Etuan Moore. Remember, we spoke about him with John DeShazer yesterday here on the show, and just called him that ultimate professional, right? Guy's always going to be ready, and he's going to be a pro, and things of that nature. Etuan Moore, I think, is going to be key coming up these eight games. Coach Gentry on it.
Once again, you know, it wasn't a surprise. That's kind of who he is, and that's the role that he's played for us since he's gotten here. He's been a guy that could come in and score the basketball, good three-point shooter, as well as pretty crafty when he's taking the ball to the basket. So all of those things he kind of did yesterday, which is what we expect of him, really.
I like that. So we'll see how that goes or not. Also, one of the things we touched on with Lonzo Ball was the ball movement. How did he feel that it went good, Coach Gentry?
We're a very unselfish team, so, you know, it's not a surprise that we moved the basketball. I just thought we did a really good job of making quick decisions, moving the basketball, and then creating better shots. We had good shots, but we created better shots with our ball movement.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe we're a week away from the game? Less than that now, Jordan, from the restart here, first of eight?
No, I know. It felt like a week ago, and I said, man, we still have a full month left,
yeah.
And it just went by like
right.
That. So.
I mean, it felt like yesterday we were tracking the flight. Remember when they left here, and I had my little plane app, and you called me a dork, and I'm like, here it is, and they're almost there, and they've landed safely. And
so those guys, it might feel like a while.
Yeah, I know. Could you be just in the room and just kind of see me all the time?
I told you I'd be perfectly fine going to cover the bubble.
No, I said being with me for 3 months.
In the environment that they have them?
Just like this, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a bad environment.
Nice.
I'm okay with that environment. I'm looking at 5K to be in that environment,
yeah.
At least.
For that long?
At least. Oh, no. For that long? No. I'm talking about like that's a 4 nights, right? 4 nights, 5 day pass?
No,
that's about 5K.
Yeah.
Party of three, one of the nicer hotels, easy. forget one of the nicer, any of the hotels. Telling you, man. Last time I went, it's 20. Just pull it out.
20?
Anything.
Oh, although you said it was.
You want two waters. He wants a lemonade. It's 16, but just here's a 20.
Take my money.
Telling you, not a single time I went up to a register was it less than 20. But they make it so much fun and innovative now, right? You can wear like this little watch thing and
the
just
scan it.
Boop, boop, that's it. Then it's so much better,
then you
right?
Get the bill.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually brilliant, right? You don't see the money you're just flying through. Just walk up and it lights up. They even made
make
it
a
so,
little sound.
I know. They give you a little chime and it goes bling, you know, speak it out or whatever. And, you know, there's a little light that goes around it and you just wave your arm. When they first had that, kids would just keep doing that and they just kept charging it. Yeah.
Thank you for your money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Give me a good thank you for your money. But yeah, it's 20, bro. It is. It's 20.
That's why you got.
There ain't a dinner that's under 100. I mean, that's not happening.
That's why you gotta sneak some beverages in.
It's all about the kids, though.
It is all about the kids. Yeah. But you gotta, you know,
it's all about the kids.
You gotta look out for Uno.
It's a brilliant plan. It really is, isn't it? Let's market something to kids, for kids, about the kids, because parents will do whatever for those kids. In the meantime, I'll take that 20 here. That's a reality.
While they're smiling back at you.
While, yes, and you will be smiling too until you get home. And then you're like, I need a vacation. And you just went on one. Happiest place on earth. There's a sign. It tells you right when you show up. It tells you happiest place on earth.
Now get out your wallet.
Yeah, now get out. Now go ahead and just leave it out. Just leave it out. Go ahead and just leave it out.
That mouse has made a
boatload
of money.
Well, where's the NBA playing right now?
Yep.
There you go. I think they could send over some koozies or something on that ESPN logo on it. They could print some. I mean, put the mouse on the back of it, the official home for your NBA. Anyway, we're having fun. Coming up next, Touch 'Em All, Timmy Grubbs. Normally we get them on Tuesdays, but today is like massive opening day, right? Everybody's in. Jordan's Atlanta Braves, his Pittsburgh Pirates, my Chicago Cubs, Raphael Chicago Cubs, Larry Holder Chicago Cubs, Triplett Chicago Cubs. Should have gone Cubs. Should have gone Cubs. Daniel Salerson, though, fellow Atlanta Brave.
I was quite surprised because I didn't think there was anyone here that was a Atlanta Brave.
No,
fan.
There are a lot of Brave fans back in the day when it was on TBS. Yeah, no, for sure. All right, Sports Hangover continues next. Don't go anywhere. You're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Tired of the big box service in the store and after? Then come to Rod Superstore for name brand appliances from Frigidaire, Maytag, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Rod's has knowledgeable salespeople to help with your kitchen design and appliance purchase. Rod's also has an in-house factory service department servicing only what we sell, leaving you without the long wait for service. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges, most in stock for immediate delivery. Rod's has been a locally owned appliance center since 1984 and continues to service the Tri-Parish area for years to come. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Omaha. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges. Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Omaha.
Tired of slow internet speeds or trying to watch everything on your phone? Vision Communications has a special 50-50 offer just for you. 50 megs at your home for only $50 a month. You will be connected for everything, streaming TV shows, surfing, and playing games. And Vision's 50 megs will keep everyone in the house happy at a great price. This offer is for your first 6 months of service and is for new internet customers only. As always, you will get the personal service you deserve from Vision. For offer details, visit us at viscom.net.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabe at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
When people start talking about giving you a better deal on diamonds...
Don't believe one word of it.
My sister and I were born in Louisiana.
And we're not going to let you down.
You can count on Ramsey's.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers is the largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie, across from Dornax.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
And it's foggy on opening day here in Cleveland. Hello again, everyone. I'm Harry Doyle, along with my good friend and partner, Monty, what's his name?
That's exactly pretty much kind of what I do each and every day. I don't remember your last name for a while, didn't I?
No, I think you actually still have my last name saved wrong.
It's Kleibert?
It's Kleibert.
It's same thing, whatever it is. What's that in the background? I can't imagine what that could be right there. It's only the greatest song ever. Jordan Kleibert, do you know what this is? Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs, tell them what it is. What is it?
There you go. You're
there it is. Hey, you know what? We haven't played yet. We're still alive. Still alive.
Hey, you're still... Hey, Pirates and Cubs still in first place. Let's
still in first place, baby. Hey, it doesn't matter.
Cubs win.
Yeah.
Cubs win. Cubs win.
Yep. Doesn't matter. Apparently, after I watched the Dodgers yesterday, it really doesn't matter, Tim. I mean, it is what it is. What's up, my friend? It is somewhat opening day. It's a couple of months late. Your Pirates get into action. Who you guys got tonight? Oh, that's right, the dreaded St. Louis Cardinals.
The dreaded Cardinals. And what a big day yesterday. Who would think that you would wake up on opening day of baseball and not know how many teams could qualify for the postseason?
Was that incredible? I text you while I'm walking the dog in the evening before I went and did Eric Asher's TV show. So it was like 4:45. Like, oh, it just popped up. They just made that deal. Literally, it was like before 5 p.m. Central, 16 playoff teams, 8 in the AL, 8 in the NL. Then, Tim, they go to Cena 1 through 8.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about it, because you know what? The game that I've enjoyed the most, for good reasons and bad reasons, but you know, we watched the Pirates Cubs together a few years ago. Is that one game playoff? You know, that wild card game has been so exciting, but they did away with it, at least for this year. They're going to seed them 1 through 8, and then the top seed, one, 2, 3, and 4, which will be the division champions and the best second place team, will ultimately be home for all three games in a best of three. So it'd be cool. I mean, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really – I mean, I hope it's not for a long term. I mean, you think about it. 16 of the 30 teams are going to make the postseason. 50+% should never make the postseason. That's too many.
Sure.
But for this year in a 60-game season, why not?
Mm-hmm. Why not? At this point, I need something about – look, I saw CBS Sports put an article out about winners and losers, right, when it comes to it. And one of the things was pretty much mostly winners. Players, they're going to get more because the TV contracts could be more. Fans, you'll be interested longer because your team's kind of sticking around. Because you've been saying, Tim, you have a rough start. You suffer big injuries. Somebody gets the COVID. You lose a good portion of the first 30. You're out. I mean, you got no shot.
Right.
So this does keep people around.
We might have already seen it. You know, we haven't even really played a full day yet. Juan Soto, who a lot of people thought would be the National League MVP, you know, test positive for COVID yesterday.
Well, that's
you know,
too
he
bad.
Makes that team go. He makes the Nats go, and now all of a sudden they lose him for, you know, potentially 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, depending on the whole situation. Now with the added teams, you know, you really can't scratch the Nationals off yet.
Yeah, no doubt. Yesterday, the first game, rain shortened, but man, Cole looked like himself. What is he, 17-0 now in his last couple of starts? I saw that graphic on ESPN. Look, it's what they paid for, right? What New York had there. And you and I have been talking the last several weeks. It really does seem like it's the team to kind of look at and beat in the AL. And, he looked pretty good.
He did. He looked sharp. I mean, he was pretty crisp yesterday. So, I mean, here we go. You know, I mean, they paid for him long term. I know he's going to be worth the money at least the first few years. And, you know, that they looked really good last night. Obviously, they just mentioned the Nats were missing their best player, but I don't think it really would have mattered.
Right.
I think the Yankees are really good. Their schedule is more difficult than the Dodgers, and I know you and I have been joking around about, could a team not lose double digits? Could they go, you know, 51-9 or something like that? I think it's highly unlikely, but you never know with those two teams. They're so loaded.
Yeah, no doubt. And as I had to endure earlier today to lead off the show, Graf talked about his Dodgers. I did make a mention that basically Carver or myself could be the Giants' middle relief. I mean, it was pretty bad out there. But no, I mean, look, in all honesty, you see why everyone just looks at this team, and I joke that they're going to go 58-2. That lineup's ridiculous. And look, Betts signs almost a $400 million deal yesterday or comes to terms with it, and you see why. Man, he, you know, stays with the pitch and goes opposite field, gets a base hit, and then goes from first to third on the next hit, and then he gets to home on the next. I mean, just you see why they're super excited to go get Betts over there.
Yeah, they certainly are. I mean, I haven't seen him play as much as others, but people are really excited. A lot of people I know, a lot of people in the game think he's the second best player. You know, pretty much everybody yields to Mike Trout, which you and I always joke around about. You very rarely can see him. By the way, he's on TV tonight, the late game on ESPN. But, you know, we don't see him that often. But everybody says Mookie Betts, you know, not only a Gold Glove winner, an MVP, and makes these teams go, and Boston didn't think they could get it done, so they traded him away, and a lot of Red Sox fans were crushed, because I know a few Red Sox fans that thought they were trading him away, and then were going to sign him as a free agent. So not only would you have, you know, you would have gotten the pieces and then got him back. Well, obviously that's not going to happen now, and let's see if Mookie blows up out in L.A.
All right, so you look at the slate of teams, speaking with Tim Grubbs, at Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow him over on social media, and you look at all the games that are going on today. Let's just start with Jordan the Intern's Atlanta Braves here now. They're picked to be, you know, one of those teams that keep an eye on. And again, now with eight in the NL, I got to imagine they're going to be a playoff team here. They're taking on the Mets, Tigers and Reds, Jays and Rays, Brewers and Cubs, Marlins and Phillies, Royals and Indians, and Orioles and Red Sox, along with the Rockies versus Rangers, Twins versus White Sox, Tim's Pirates versus the Cardinals, Mariners and Astros, D-backs and Padres, Giants and Dodgers, Angels and Athletics. So that's your slate for today. So again, everybody kind of gets into the action here and looks at it. I think what was a big story for me going into today was the poor Blue Jays. You guys in Pittsburgh said no thank you. You didn't want them over there. Pennsylvania says no. So then was it Camden Yards? They didn't go. They're playing in Buffalo in the AAA affiliate over there.
Yeah, they're going to try to do some quick renovations, upgrade the lights a little bit, and then try to, you know, figure out the spacing, you know, because of social distancing, especially in places like the clubhouse. I know at Fenway, the Red Sox are using all types of rooms and different things like that, so guys aren't all clubbed into it. Even though those clubhouses are pretty spacious, you know, the Buffalo clubhouse isn't as big as you would have seen maybe like PNC Park or, you know, at Minute Maid or something like that. So they're going to try to get that building ready, but it's exciting for Buffalo. You know, I like to see, you know, a minor league team, a minor league city, even though they can't go to the games, but
right.
I'm excited that they picked Buffalo and didn't go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think one of the things that obviously is going to be so unique and somewhat different is to watch these games without the advent of fans. You know, I found myself yesterday watching those two games, though. I thought they mixed in the crowd noise and the, you know, you know, I'm like, da 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 da. I mean, you heard like all those different effects just enough in the background that it was ambient noise rather than, I guess, overpowering. And I thought it actually sounded pretty good.
I thought it sounded fine. It looks weird, you know what I mean? Just because you're so used to seeing.
Love the Dodger cardboard cutouts, though. Those are nice.
Yeah. No, I don't know if you know this, but the Fox games tomorrow, which one of them is your Cubs.
Yes.
They are going to put virtual fans in the stands. Yep. So the stadium's going to look packed. So I'm interested to see how that looks and if it looks real or is it going to look artificial. But I think, honestly, for us sports you know, we've been starved to watch sports the last 4 months. I'm fine with empty ballparks. You know what I mean? That's not going to bother me. I'm going to still watch sports, and I'm just glad that there's actual real games on the field.
Yeah, believe me. Look, I was looking at the submarine or side armor for the Giants. I'm like, can you just get somebody out? Like, I wasn't even remotely paying attention to the cardboard cutout guy that was behind you. And I think that's what you're going to see. I mean, when I was watching the scrimmage Wednesday, Tim, I mean, other than trying to keep Carver at bay because he was trying to, you know, he wanted to order toys on Amazon, and I'm like, Daddy's working. It was good to say I'm working, you know, which means watching a game. I found myself watching the game. I found myself watching basketball. I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the background stuff. And again, I guess it's because the camera tends to be tight, right? I mean, obviously the times that you see the crowd or stuff like that, it's to reactions to kind of make it more involved. I mean, in the postseason, that's when the infamous, you know, crowd shot of the person with their hands on their face. One guy's nervous. One guy's holding the brim of his hat. You know, I mean, but that's on purpose. For the most part, you can just watch the game.
Right. You can just watch the game. You know, watching some of the preseason NBA games, it frames up pretty well. It's not like you really need. It doesn't look odd. Baseball looks odd because, you know, there's a foul ball down the line and you just see, you know, empty seat after empty seat. I think football is not going to look very odd because they're just going to frame it. You know, you're just not going to see the stands very much. You know, maybe on the kickoff you will, you know, or on a punt or a field goal or something where they have to pan back a little bit. But in a normal, regular play, I don't think it's going to matter that much. And I think we're going to get used to it. And hopefully, by the time we're in the World Series or in the postseason, you know, we can have some people in the seats and we can see that great shot of somebody chewing on their fingernails because, you know, the game's on the line. And I hope that's back soon. But I'm going to be okay with it. I'm not going to complain about stuff like that right now, especially, you know, under the current circumstances. And we actually got sports back, and this is going to be exciting.
Tim, as always, man, appreciate it. Look, it's here. It's here, man. You're going to get to see your Pirates play tonight. And, you know, hey, let's go get a win.
I'm excited.
Especially because it's the Cardinals, right? I'm rooting for
it's against the Cardinals. Yes. And hopefully they take down Eddie Daniels' Cardinals here on day one and remain in postseason. Hey, I'm just excited. It's late July and the Pirates are still in first place. No one would have predicted that, you know, back at the start of the season, you know, with the kind of roster that they have. It's crazy. I look at their lineup and I'm like, who are these guys?
Who is this?
Joe Musgrove? That expanded postseason, the Cubs got a better shot. That's for sure.
That's right. Exactly. We're still alive right now. So got Kyle Hendricks going on tonight. You guys got a Joe Musgrove. I mean, I'm assuming he's okay, huh?
He's actually pretty good.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
He came over in the trade when the Pirates traded away Garrett Cole, which really doesn't look like a very good trade right now.
The same Garrett Cole we saw last night with the Yankees.
Garrett Cole that the Pirates had, you know, the Astros actually eliminated a pitch and they used some analytics and they made him much better. He's the same person, but he's really never been the same pitcher. Okay. He took off in Houston and, you know, obviously he's carried it over to Yankees now.
Yeah,
so he's a much better pitcher now.
Yeah, well,
but,
you know,
that's the story of the Pirates.
Okay, well, there we go. Tim, thank you, man. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, enjoy the games. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. At Mr. Tim Grubbs. Don't go anywhere. Come back, Will Rabb. We'll take a look at what's going on over on the track. What are you looking at over there?
Toronto FC.
Our 205 guest?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Toronto FC just posted something on Twitter.
Some photos. Match day minus
first
two.
First photo.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pat Mullins.
There he is. Look at him. Look, he's got the headband. See, I told you. Why don't you listen to me? I told you months ago and weeks ago to keep the bangs and wear the headband, look like a tennis player. Now you look like a professional soccer player, Pat Mullins.
I need a few favors from Pat. I need a headband, and I need some of those shorts.
That's it? Is that all you need?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll ask him at 2 o'clock if he can provide any of that for you. What a joke.
I want my jersey.
Unbelievable. Sports Hangover continues next with Will Rabb on ESPN New Orleans.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy's CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt, and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes ends October 10th, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
"Look, Ma, no hands."
And,
"Ouch, that hurts."
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
"Ooh, I don't feel so good,"
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
At Rab Will is the way to follow Will Rab, who talks a little NASCAR with us each and every week. Will, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good there, Gus. Good to chat with you on a Friday, although it's a little bit weird. We've already put the Cup Series to bed for the week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's weird. So they're not racing this weekend.
No, well, the other levels of NASCAR, ARCA, Trucks, Xfinity, are running at Kansas as well. The best I was able to track down, there was no specific reason that the Cup race was on a Thursday other than, I guess, NBCSN wanted to be able to get some data like their pals at Fox did, because Fox, as you remember, had several midweek races, and so I guess they wanted to have a race on a Thursday and see how that does in the ratings, or there's some other programming commitment that we don't know about, you know, some obscure sports league that they have on Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't understand either why. That's why last night I'm sitting there and I'm putting little guy to bed and, you know, get my 5 minutes post that of, you know, gaining back some strength and stuff. And I'm like, what? There's a race on. And then, you know, I seen that somebody had won stage two and I completely missed the first two stages. Danny Hamlin, though, getting the win there. Again, one of those names, one of those drivers has been strong all season.
Yeah, he's leading the Cup Series in wins right now. He has five of them, Kevin Harvick, four. So those guys very solidly in the chase. And so what it shifts to is, all right, I know I'm going to be in the playoffs. You get a playoff, or you get playoff points for every stage you win. You get playoff points for every race you win. So now you turn to trying to figure out how to gamble and collect as many of those as you can. That, when they reset the points for the playoffs, is how they seed everyone. So if Denny Hamlin can rack up a bunch of playoff points, I think he's got 20-something at this point, it makes it much, much harder for a driver like him to be eliminated when they do the cut and they trim from 16 all the way down to 4 eventually for the championship race at Homestead. So folks say, oh, why are you going out trying to keep, you know, win more races? You're already in the chase. Well, they're making that gamble to put themselves in the best spot come playoff time. It's like trying to make sure you get home field advantage, dome field advantage if you're the Saints.
Speaking with Will Rab at Rab Wills, we follow him over on Twitter. We're talking a little NASCAR here. Bad luck boys or bunch here. I mean, Bubba Wallace keeps getting wrecked out of races, and man, the same can be said for Jimmy Johnson. I almost feel like he just needs to say, I'm coming back next year, because every race it feels like he's wrecking late or he's getting wrecked, huh?
Jimmy Johnson is the NASCAR definition of 2020 summing up in a nutshell. Anything that can go wrong will happen.
Yes.
To Jimmy Johnson, even when he has a good car. Guys like Bubba Wallace, guys like Matt DiBenedetto have had some bad luck the last couple weeks. Look, that's what happens when you don't have good track position. And not all that's not all the driver's fault. Again, they're lining these races up by a random draw, and they divide them into groups, 10 to 12 cars, based on the point standing. So the better you perform, you get to start up front each week. But if you lose track position, if you get in the middle of that pack, it's hard to get separation from people. You're going to get caught up in incidents, and especially on restarts when they're going four and five wide trying to make a pass before the aerodynamics take over and the cars get separated. If you're back in the pack, bad things are going to happen. You're just not going to be able to get out of people's way.
Easy enough. And as far as Bubba Wallace goes, it's just bad luck for him as well.
You know, there's not anything you can do. Matt Kenseth spins out right in front of you. That's what I talk about being when you're in the pack, when you're running, you know, between 15th and 25th out there on the track, car in front of you that isn't handling well, gets bumped, he spins, and there's just, you know, there's nowhere to go. It's like a chain reaction crash on the interstate. You know, there was nothing Bubba could do about that wreck last night.
Well, so as we move, as you mentioned, there's nothing this weekend in the Cup Series. The other guys do get to race through the truck and Xfinity and stuff. We're getting closer, aren't we, to basically, quote-unquote, the playoffs portion of the season?
Seven races left in the regular season, and you have 10 drivers who have won a race thus far. And so pretty much all those guys are guaranteed unless we get seven brand-new winners in the next 7 weeks. That's not likely to happen. Those guys are locked in. You got a good battle. William Byron's at the cutoff line on 16th. Jimmy Johnson back in 19th is about 18 points behind him. Bubba Wallace is actually 20th in points, but 100 points behind 16th. That's going to be hard to make up in seven races. So got to be watching. Again, those guys like Jimmy Johnson, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, right there on that cut line. Guys right ahead of the cut line, if you're 14th, 15th in points, you got to start putting together some good runs or you're going to lose spots in a hurry, find yourself outside of the playoffs. And with all these surprise winners we keep getting, there are less and less spots for those guys on that bubble to have a real margin of error. And then really anybody, say, between, 11th in points at Eric Almirola, down the next couple guys, 12th, 13th, they have 100. The Busch brothers have 120-point lead on 16th, so they're probably, unless they blow a motor every week and finish 40th, they're probably in the playoffs as well. So it's narrowing down to those three or four guys who are either going to try to win a race or score enough points to get one of those wild card positions in the playoffs. But it's getting exciting. And then, like I said earlier, at the top of the chart, you got the Harvicks and the Hamlins and the Keselowskis of the world who are trying to stack as many wins as they can to get those bonus points, those playoff points that get them seeded into the playoffs. Every time they reset the points, they go back to the playoff points you earned, and that gives you an advantage. It makes it harder for you to get eliminated because you have the point standing advantage.
As always, man, appreciate the time and enjoy the weekend. I'm sure there's still some racing you can follow and have fun. And then next week, we'll talk about the Cup guys and everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the trucks race tonight about a 6:30 green flag. And then on Saturday, there's a doubleheader. The trucks are at 12:30 and the Xfinity race is at 4 o'clock. And then next week, it is Cup only up in New Hampshire at New Hampshire Motor Speedway next Sunday.
There he goes. At Rab Will is the way to follow Will Rab over on social media and Twitter. Thank you, man. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, Gus. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Get about 3 minutes here before we hit the break, and I want to keep you updated to what's going on. The owners' meetings, the NFL's had a meeting with owners, head coaches, general managers, team presidents about the NFL and the NFLPA and where they are in the negotiations. And they've been talking about finalizing different number of things. So I'm going to go through a series of tweets from Ian Rappaport, who seems to be the one best kind of following the call right now, essentially. And the call was to firm up, as he says, and potentially close this deal between both sides. His understanding, he says, of what training camp will look like, 20 days until contact, so a long ramp-up period, a maximum of 14 padded practices, no preseason games, of course. Also, Tom Pelissero adding, the proposal being discussed by the NFL and the NFLPA would spread the impact of any revenue shortfall in 2020 over 4 years. Remember, we heard this with Adam Schefter when he joined us on the show about a month ago, that what you're going to see is obviously the cap be smaller than last year, but and what do you say about like 40-50%? But you can't do that in 1 year. You won't be able to sign anybody. So they're going to spread it out. So let's say if it's 40, you divide that by four, and it'll be equally over the next couple of years, if that makes sense to you guys. With a 2021 salary cap of at least $175 million. Now, remember, we're in the neighborhood of two right now, 200. So that's a big hit. And that's going to affect, of course, Kamara, Lattimore, a lot of other Saints players that, you know, could be up, DeMario Davis, things of that nature. No change to the 2020 camp, despite some owners wanting it to be changed already this year. Ian Rappaport also says, a look at the coming salary cap compromise. It also sounds like owners would not be on the hook for the entirely guaranteed base salaries if a season, say, stopped in the middle, but more of a pay-as-you-go model on guarantees. All this is being discussed and finalized. That was 30 minutes ago. And now the owners have concluded, essentially, the meeting, or are concluding, but seem to be a lot of support, so he's being told, and it's all going in a positive direction.
Albert Breer just put out something a minute ago.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have been talking about what's going on with training camps, and he says on Twitter, as for training camp in the NFL proposal, 8-day strength and conditioning ramp up. Rookies can start that ramp up as soon as Monday. And then, like you were saying, a maximum of 14 padded practices.
What's interesting to me, though, is, remember, you got to be tested. So have they already started the testing procedure? I mean, it's 5 days, essentially, right? I mean, as soon as Monday, does that mean that the rookies have already started being tested then? That would, I'm assuming?
I don't know, because
they were supposed to report this week.
As Adam Schefter says, the players still need to approve on,
right,
on this process for training camp to even happen. So I can't imagine that they've been tested if all of this hasn't gone through yet. So
the other thing we've discussed, we had Amy just on Wednesday, was about the roster and where it's going to be, right? So what was presented today was an August 16th cut down to 80 players. So teams could keep 90 until then. That's key. Remember, Jordan, as of Wednesday, it looked like you were starting with 80. And that was big because the Saints right now are at 86, still have some draft picks and undrafted free agents to sign.
Yeah.
13 per Amy's count. So that was going to be hard to try to even do that, because if you were already starting at it, you're at 86 right now. So it looks like the proposal that was put today was, we're starting camp at 90. August 16th, get down to 80.
Well, it says here, Pro Football Talk, rosters could stay at 90 until padded practices start.
That's 20 days. Yeah. August 20th is what it's saying. So, now, Albert Breer adding, you can keep it until 90, until that cut down. Here's the caveat, though. You can't have more than 80 in the building at once. So you have to go split squad if you're over 80. So you 10 over there?
We'll see you at the Pelicans practice.
It's a really nice baseball field over there. Can't have 90 in the building, 80 only at one time. We'll keep you updated. Again, this is literally just coming up as it's going on. We'll give you that info. Coming up next, we'll have fun. First of many segments this way. Beverages with Bree, the adult kind. from Avenue Wine and Spirits, one of our sponsors here on ESPN New Orleans. It's a rainy weekend. How can you maybe spend it? We'll have a little fun with that next. Don't forget next hour, Councilman Scott Walker, Marlon Favorite, Pat Mullins, Daniel Salerson, Saul Shush. We'll come back and we'll chat beverages of the adult kind on the Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Vermont has fun and excitement the whole family will love. Get ready to solve the greatest mystery of all time. Scoob is now available at the box or streaming on demand. Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Mystery Incorporated face their biggest, toughest mystery yet and discover that Scooby's secret legacy could be the key to stopping the global dogpocalypse. Rent Scoob tonight, along with other new movies and summer blockbusters at Redbox. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Hey, this is Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. Make sure and tune in every weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. to Off the Bench.
Live and local, whether it's Saints, Pelicans, Tigers, we got it all on 100.3 ESPN.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose, Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. You're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, La Rose. Thank you for listening.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Working on an oil change? We can help you get started. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 synthetic high-mileage motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $31.99. And if you need it fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball is back.
Bounce feed up the floor. Zion! Right hand tomahawk.
B.I. straight away. Three is down!
Hi, this is Todd Graffanini. Join John DeShazer and me for the Pelicans' second scrimmage of the NBA restart against the Denver Nuggets on Saturday, July 25th. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m.
on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. And, of course, Matt's over there. Go in, say hello. Bree did just that. She went over there, said hello to Matt. And we're going to do a little different segment here. And we used to have Matt on. He's super busy. So I figured, Bree, why not have adult beverages or beverages of the adult kind with Bree on Fridays here at 145? We can kind of just talk about a certain amount of the things that we have over there at Avenue Wine and Spirits.
Yeah, no, Matt's super busy, especially with COVID. So I appreciate the challenge. I'm up for it. Yeah. It's a tough job.
It is a tough job.
It's somebody a tough had job, to do it. Yeah. But here
well,
I am.
We would have given the job to Jordan, except for the last time we were there. At a remote, all right. And he was 21, so I can say this. It was after the show. Mm-hmm. Matt gave us some tastings, and there was a certain Japanese whiskey.
It was an old one too.
Oh yeah, it was like I think 18 something. It was, you know, it's close to a Benjamin. My man goes as he tosses it back
like a connoisseur.
Yeah, for starters. I went, wow, that's going to hurt. Secondly, Matt's eyes got so big. Like, what are you doing, Matt? Like, you're supposed to savor that. Sip it. And it was a healthy pour. It was a friendly pour since we know the manager.
Sure. Right?
And it was, and I was like, dude, you're.
And
you're,
it would be older than you, probably.
He had to sit there for a while. I told him, I'm like, dude, stuff like that, You're going to be sitting here for a little bit before you get in your car. That wasn't a tasting. You destroyed it. So, but anyway, cool place though, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. And we'll definitely be doing another, live remote out there. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I love it. You walk in, you got the cigar shop there, you got the beer cooler in the back, and that's before they even added to it. Cause I remember
that's
when
right.
we were talking to Matt, they were about to add some renovations and do some additions there as well. So it's super cool. And it's really one of those things, Bree, that when you walk in, you got to give yourself some time, right? To look up and down because they do have some very unique things. Matt kind of prides himself on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And to go along with it too, they've even got like the charcuterie cheeses and, you know, all the pastrami and salami and all the stuff you need for and olives for a good night, you know.
It's one of those places I like to say, if you're going to an event, a party, a watch party, like we say, and I would say, cause we don't know if we're going to be allowed to go into different places or watch it at your house or you get invited over, you kind of want to bring a little something, and there's different price ranges. And that's what I've always loved about Matt, man. There's something that's under $20, little over $20, or something special, which is really cool. So we sent you out there and, you want to talk about three things in particular today.
Yeah, he put together three different selections, and one was the Yamato whiskey, special edition cask, and then a peg leg porker, which is a Tennessee straight bourbon whiskey, and then wild turkey rare breed rye. So kind of all over the board, and it's great because each one has something different to offer. You want to start out with the wild turkey rare breed. Cool thing about this, it came out this week. Wow. So it's brand new.
Barrel proof, which ought to tell you, for people that enjoy that know what that means.
112 proof.
Yeah, right. Jordan, you don't shoot that. You don't.
Well, I mean, when you give it to me in a little glass, it looks like it's a shot glass.
No, it was not a little glass. No, I'm just letting you know, right, Bria,
yeah.
you enjoy that.
Well,
slowly.
And you think about what Wild Turkey.
I know it did.
the sort of what they're known for is Wild Turkey 101. Mm-hmm. So this is the Wild Turkey Rye, which is 112. Mm. But again, like if you want to try something brand new, just came out, just released.
Wow.
Yeah. Wild Turkey Rye.
That's why it's called Rare Breed. You can't miss it. It's got that green rye label on there. What else we got here?
Absolutely. So, the one that I think that you, cause you like a, you,
smoky.
You like a smoky.
I do.
You like a smoky.
I want to taste the cask or the barrels, you know, I want it to be charred, whatever. I like a smoky kind of a thing.
So what they do with the peg leg. One, I kind of love the guy that started this, the distiller. His name's Carrie Bringle. And talk about a guy that just has a zest for life. The name of it, Peg Leg Porker, he lost his leg to bone cancer.
Uh-huh.
And he loves the way that bourbon and barbecue goes together. So he came up with this, and this was released in 2017, the 12 year that we're talking about, and it became just a cult classic immediately. There were only 150 cases, six-pack cases, too, because normally you think a case of beer, 24, case of liquor, 12. This is six-pack cases, like, immediately sold out. So I think this is one that might be after your heart, Gus.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love the logo, the little peg leg on one of the pig's legs there.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It's peg leg porker. There it is.
Yes.
I love it. Aged 12 years, which means it's going to taste delicious.
And 93 proof, right? We're still
again,
talking.
Jordan, another one that you
take
your
time
with. Yeah, yeah, exactly right. I like to call them proper drinks, you know?
So, and then the other one, if you're, I know that you celebrated your anniversary this week, 8 years, congratulations.
Thank you.
This Yamato whiskey, the special blend, there's only 12 bottles that were released to Louisiana.
That's it.
12 in the entire state.
Yeah, because I was going to say, the presentation looks special.
It's pretty yeah, pretty legit. And as of yesterday, when Matt and I met, there were 3 bottles that he had available. 12 in the whole state, but as of yesterday, 3 bottles there at Avenue Wine. So if you want to, like, go really treat yourself, give yourself something special, I would suggest going to that. And, yeah, Yamato whiskey.
It looks like a trophy. Right? I mean, the way it's presented, it's not like a wooden box or anything. It's, I love the little, it's almost like a little red kind of velvet sort of case that it's sort of in. It's clear. It looks like a crystal
You know, looks like something that should be put on a shelf.
Right.
You still owe me my 21st birthday.
There's no shot you're getting this.
It's my 21st birthday present. Come on.
Did you hear what Bree said? There's like three left in the state.
And guess how many times you turned 21?
Yeah. Not enough. Not enough. After seeing what you did to probably something like this, you're going to get the $5 one. You know?
Wow. No respect.
No, not at all. But so those are kind of three different kinds. And one of the things I think that we highlighted here is the rarity or special selections you can get. You can always go get your normal. And again, everyone has different tastes and flavors and what they like. And you can go get that at grocery stores. You can go get that at different places that have opened up in the city as well that you normally do. What I like about Avenue Wine and Spirits is that's what Matt does. Matt loves to go find things that you can't get other places and make it available for you.
No, 100%. And there's, like, we all have our go-to, mm-hmm. right? But when the company comes over, it's a special occasion. Right. You want to break out something a little fun, a little something different, bring over something special. And certainly I was really impressed. It was great talking to him.
One of the other things too, Bree, it doesn't necessarily have to be expensive. And that's one thing that I loved in chatting with him too. There's some things that you just may not have heard of. It may be from different parts of the world or things of that nature. Again, Japan's entrance to whiskeys and gins and stuff that a lot of people maybe just have never tried before. And there are bottles for under $20, you know, that you can do.
Totally. So,
and they do taste different.
It wasn't one that I talked about today, but he started talking to me about Japanese scotches. So I bought a bottle of Japanese scotch yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I haven't tried it yet. And I think we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
But yeah, he talked about the difference with the Japanese scotch as opposed to the American. And I'm a Kentucky girl, so bourbon runs through my veins. My father's a distiller,
which is why we're doing beverages with Bree of the adult kind every Friday.
It was so great to hear of other things and be exposed to new ideas and flavors and spirits. So
that's awesome. Cool. All right, so we're off and running Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Go by, just say hi to Matt, ask for Matt, and that's the cool thing about it. When you go in there, you can literally say, Matt, I'm kind of thinking of this, a present, a gift, or you know what? It's going to be rainy this weekend. I kind of want to try a red, you know, something like that. He loves to talk about it, so he will. He's busy, but it's because of that, because he's out there helping you to do those different things. So I'm looking forward to this segment. Every Friday, 1:45, if you got the time, come on in. Beverages and Brie of the adult kind. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Look at the smile. She's got a little appointments later on today with the Japanese scotch there. I like that. It's good. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
We will train him, Bree. We will train him to be a proper
Absolutely.
I need the train. I need to also learn the way of the wine also.
Yes. You do. Wine's a very healthy for you in moderation as with all of this. Hour 3 is up next. Pat Mullins, Toronto FC. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.